Ann Wilson, How Can I Refuse? I love Heart. Brings back some memories. Guys, want to improve your vocal range? Sing female vocals. Good place to start is Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac. You know, like, well, I need a sugar daddy, or something like that. Although Stevie Nicks isn't a bad choice either. She's got kind of that gravelly voice, you know. It's only me who wants to wrap around your dreams and all that cool stuff. Although I don't really have the gravel, but, well, got a bit of a cold. That might help. So, you know, hey, that's what I've been doing over the years to build my range, and I can't complain. This is Magic at BelowTopSecret.com replying to Benevolent Heretic on the topic, where has the magic gone? Sorry, I'm a sucker for cheesy podcast titles. What can I say? But anyway, Benevolent, yeah, hey, I've missed you too. And, you know, missed ATS. Oh, and hey, how did you know I have blue eyes? I better check for hidden cameras. but, you know, I know what you mean, though. There's a stench, you know, with the podcast. You know, I really got into it hardcore and, you know, just was going nuts. And I still got so much more I want to put out there in Podspace. But, you know, I don't think it's necessary to think of it as some kind of job, you know, or obligation, you know. You don't have to keep the podcast up. I mean, look at how many podcasters we have now. It's awesome. So, you know, I understand the idea of fighting the good fight. But I think ATS podcasting is doing quite well. I'm not at all worried about it. You know, my advice is just go with the mojo. And I got to say, I mean, you know, I've been gone for a little while. I haven't been keeping up on the podcast. And now I'm like, whoa, look at all these podcasts. And it's going to take me a while to catch up. There's just, you know, if you sit down and listen to all these podcasts, that's hours of listening. You know, now the time I've been out, I've been missing a lot. ATS, miss a day, miss a lot. You know, I think someone might already have that, so I guess we can't use that. Oh, but, so you're asking about the Hay album. No, it's not the Hay is for Horses kind of Hay, but the Hey You kind of Hay. And it might seem like a rather thin premise for an album, but if I can carry it off the way it sounds in my head, I'll be very proud of it. But we'll see. You know, the best laid plans of Magic and Men and all that. You'll see how it goes. But so far, I'm loving the way the songs sound. It's going to be a little more of a rocker than Wings of Grey. Wings of Grey was, you know, kind of a dreamy sort of, you know, theme thing about Hibernay, and Hibernay are just, you know, well, you know, Hibernay, I have some Hibernay songs that are rock songs that are kind of funny. I might have to kick one of those out as a single called Spread Your Wings, and it's a rocker, and it's based on Raqqa. But, so yeah, there's that whole album thing and stuff like that, and then, of course, there's Something Big, and, you know, so is it real, or is this just, you know, I have a bad feeling. you may not, I don't know if you'd remember this, but in the Paranormal Studies Forum, there used to be a problem with members posting thread starters. So these are thread topics in the Paranormal Studies Forum that would all had the same basic form. I have a bad feeling, dot, dot, dot. And then you look at the post, and it's basically, you know, feelings of dread, and a fellow member is expressing your feelings of dread. And I worry that we might be seeing a resurgence of that, maybe now in the, you know, the website related events. I haven't caught up with the forums, I don't know, but just so you're aware, there's a bit of history with this whole I have a bad feeling thing. And so, you know, when I talk about Something Big, I think, oh great, here it is, I'm doing my own version of I have a bad feeling. The thing is, I think it will be something pretty wild, but I'm not sure if in the big picture, in the grand scheme of things, if it's really going to be something that we would think of as bad. Although, granted, you know, from that perspective, I'm talking about where we don't care about people dying and stuff, where we realize that that's just a transition that everyone's going to go through, and that it's actually a necessary part of, you know, leaving one plane, going to the next, and moving on. Or maybe coming back to this one. Apparently, I've done that at least like five other times. I suspect more than that, maybe. And that's just a little side thing, you know. The more I meditate these days and study things like other planes, the more I come to realize just how much we are all kindred spirits in this plane, how much similarity it takes for spirits to be able to come together and form a reality that's this extraordinarily cool. And the more I study this one, the more I really come to appreciate just how awesome this reality is. It really is cool. but I'll try not to go too far off on a tear there. But we'll see. For what it's worth, I'm hoping that my so-called premonition is just a bunch of hooey, you know, and that December will be nice and quiet, and you know, I'll have plenty of time to work on my album and all that kind of stuff. We'll see. So, Benevolent, you got a new keyboard, and the mic is on the way, and sounds like a new addict is born. And congratulations. It's a great kind of addiction. I mean, you know, come on, compared to like drinking, gambling, doing drugs, you know, recording music is a pretty benign form of addiction. And if nothing else, at least you have the music to show for it. So I'm certainly coming to appreciate it more, and it just keeps getting better. So my advice is just keep at it and keep doing it. And, you know, if you ever find yourself sitting there with, you know, blank page syndrome, like, oh, I want to do a song, but I don't know what I'm going to do the song about. Oh, what am I going to do the song about? Well, my advice is that's when you know you got to cut back, you know, because it's not, the idea isn't that you got to make a song. The idea is that, you know, to have a song, it's more along the lines of, and you'll know what I'm talking about, I'm sure you will, that there will be something in you that you just want to get out, you know, and writing the song is not the hard part. It's the inspiration part. The inspiration will drive you to make songs and make music. So if that's what's happening, then you're in the zone. And if you know, and we all go through ups and downs. You know, I'm bipolar, you know, and I get my mania. When I'm manic, I'm really creative and stuff. And then when I'm depressed, I just generally don't do anything. But what I've realized is that the depression phase gets a lot of bad press. And kind of ironically, when I'm in a depressive phase these days, I'm generally not sad. I'm like, ah, okay. Rest time to recharge. This is good, because what happens in the depressive phase is I get material that I can use when I'm in the manic phase. So, you know, I don't know if every musician would necessarily think of themselves as bipolar, but I suspect that even so-called non-bipolar people will find this cycle is pretty much the way it works for them, that if they push themselves too hard on the creative side and try and come up with material they don't have, then they'll feel kind of empty and the work won't be very good. Whereas if they take time out and they allow themselves to recharge and just chill and not worry about this stuff, they'll come back, you know, when they are feeling that inspiration hit them again, and kick some butt, kick some serious butt. And I think it works that way with most creative endeavors, whether it be painting or writing or, you know, making music or making movies or acting or any of these artistic things that people do. At least that's my theory. You know, we'll see. You know, to each their own, your mileage may vary. You know, I'm kind of touched. You know, to be missed. Hey, I miss you too. And, you know, I miss all my online friends. And, I know there's a lot of people that tend to think that online friends aren't real, you know, that online relationships are not real. And I think that's bogus. I really do. You know, as far as I can tell, these kinds of assertions are made by people who don't understand what they're talking about. And, you know, God bless them, they just don't know. But the truth of the matter is, I think you can oftentimes find out more about what a person is really like online than you can even looking at them face to face. I mean, obviously, when you are with someone, you know, physically with someone, you get a lot of feedback, body language, you can see the look in their eyes, you can, you know, the tone of their voice and all these kinds of things. And you can tell, you know, okay, you can tell a lot about a person from those things. But even then, those things, you know, a person can still not be really upfront and forthright with you, and you might know it, but you might not know why. Online, oftentimes people might be willing to talk about the kinds of things that they wouldn't talk to someone upfront. So, you know, I know that a lot of my fellow members and people online in general might tend to think that their relationships online are meaningless. I beg to differ. No, I'm not even going to beg to differ. I demand to differ, because I don't think that's true. So anyway, I thought I'd mention that in this, I guess, what is a ramble cast here. You know, in the end, no matter whether you're online or not, our relationships are all that really matter when we look back on life. When you look back on life, possessions come and go, money comes and goes. The only thing that really tends to stay with us is our relationships, the way we interact with other people. And the cool thing about that is we can take those with us. You can't take money or possessions with you after you die. They're meaningless at that point. But you can take your memories, and you can even take relationships. If I'm right, I have a relationship with someone that I've lived with before. And I think that it's possible for us to do that. Maybe I'm wrong, but, you know, if I'm wrong, what really do we have left? Something to think about there. And, you know, when you think back on your life, you know, it's all memories. The past does not exist except in our memories. So Are online memories any less valid than memories of the so-called real world? I don't think so. I think in the end, all that really matters is that they're both memories. And more importantly, which memories are more meaningful to you? You might find a lot of your so-called real world relationships to be phony and unrewarding. And yet, you know, some of these silly little things that we do online might stick with you forever. So, you know, again, just my thoughts on that. you know, I'm just saying, hey. So, yeah, this whole business of travel, I definitely am loving it. You know, it breaks up the routine. And it's easy, you know, I'm the kind of person that gets into ruts and then breaks out of them, usually unwillingly. Usually something happens that requires me to break out of the rut, and I'll do so reluctantly, and yet in the end, I'll be really glad that I broke out of it. And this might be like that, although this time I was ready to go. I was ready to break out of the rut. So, actually, I don't know if you can hear the noise in the background. That's my dryer. Because even bachelors have to wash clothes now and then. And my Kenmore Elite with Even Heat TM is quite up to the task. And, you know, one of the nice things about traveling is like, oh, okay, well, I got to do this, got to do that, get ready, you know, all the preparations. It's a lot of fun. And another ironic thing about traveling here, and hey, is this rambling or what? Are we rambling here? Okay, we're rambling. Good. Spiritualism, which of course I'm into, spiritual, you know, meditation, spiritual studies. These days I'm looking at the nature of planes and realities and all that fun stuff and applying my own individual perspectives to them, which of course probably only mean something to me. But one of the things I found in this first leg of my trip that I just got back from is I'm really enjoying the spiritualism on the road thing. It's kind of ironic. Just some of the most profound spiritual experiences I've had were lying in hotel room beds trying to get to sleep. And, you know, with hotel beds, it's a mixed bag. Some of them are good. Some of them aren't. None of them are yours. And so it can take a while, especially if I've been, you know, on the road all day and I'm kind of wired and having a hard time settling down. I'll be lying in bed and trying to sleep and trying to relax, kind of meditating there. And wow. Whoa. Some of the things that I quote unquote see when that happens and experience are just some of the best. So that's kind of a fun part of it too. Finally here, one of the things also, you know, and one of the reasons I wanted to just do this Where Has the Magic Gone podcast in the first place is just to let my fellow members know that, hey, yeah, you know, I'm still out here. I haven't fallen off the, you know, the edge of the world. And, you know, I get into a lot of different threads and stuff and back and forth. And certainly that's the case here in Podspace as well. And, you know, if you're doing a back and forth and having a dialogue with someone and then suddenly they stop replying, it's often, and I do this, I used to do this a lot more, I'm getting better at it now, but it's sometimes, you know, possible that the silence as a reply will get interpreted as some sort of message in itself. And really all that means is that someone hasn't answered, and it may be because they're just off doing something else, and it may be they don't even realize that a reply is in order. And you know, I'm sure that there are cases around ATS and BTS and stuff where, you know, a discussion has kind of fallen off and maybe, you know, it's because I haven't responded or something like that. And my point being there is that, yeah, well, it's because I am literally doing something else and it shouldn't be taken the wrong way. So, I don't know, maybe I'm just being silly even thinking about stuff like that, but I do think about stuff like that. So anyway, if you're thinking, well, why has Magic updated this thread or whatever? Well, I'm busy, you know, and it's not that I think that updating threads is any less important than what I'm doing now, but I'm just doing something else and, you know, got to do that. And like I said, having fun. So anyway, one of my great objectives for today, because of my cold does seem to be moving forward, I'm almost, let's see if I can do this here. This is AboveTopSecret.com. If my cold gets a little worse, I might just be ready to do the James Earl Jones things, you know, like, this is BTS, or this is ATSNN. Not quite there yet, but have to work on it. But anyway, what I'm realizing today is it's mostly drink lots of fluids, you know, take a little zinc, some lysine, you know, stay away from the simple sugars. Those things just murder your immune system. But, you know, basically drink a lot of fluids and sleep. So that's pretty much what I'm doing today. I got up for midday, and then I'm just going to go back to bed because tomorrow I hit the highway. And anyway, I think I've pretty much covered all the ground I wanted to in this Ramblecast. Oh, hey, when you think of that whole Bob Costas thing, you know, let's get ready to ramble. I might have to you know, spice that up with the, you know, sports event music, you know, the little organ things they do, and maybe turn that into a little magic cast, ramble cast intro or something like that. But anyway, all right, I think I've jabbered into the microphone long enough, and, you know, just wanted to say hey, to my my friends out there, and just let you know, hey, going to be hitting the road again tomorrow, and we'll be checking in, but November is, you know, like I said, I'm just a busy executive on the go. I mean, you know, I've got my tie flung over my shoulder, cup of coffee in my hand, briefcase in the other, running down the sidewalk. Yeah, that's basically me. But you know, we're going to be traveling. Anyway, enough babble. Obviously, the cold is getting a upper hand on me, and time to rest some more. So anyway, best regards to my fellow ATSers, BTSers, PTSers, ATSNNers, ignorance deniers, and you know, skeptics in general out there. I'll look forward to catching up on the podcast as my time permits, and then the threads in the forum. And you know, like I said, best regards to the council candidates out there, and you know, for my fellow members out there that might be on the fence about voting. I recommend at least looking into it. You know, I think you'll feel better, if nothing else, just looking into what's going on with the council, even if you think it's silly like I originally did. All right, enough of this. It's already over 16 minutes. Time to go. Until next time, I'll do my little Eddie Izzard thing, because I love Eddie Izzard, you know, so what can I say? But yeah, he has a thing where he says, ciao. So that's me. Until next time, ciao.